Hachette Audio presents Ever After High, Truth or Hair? Written by Suzanne Selfors. Read by Kathleen McInerney. Dedication for Marilyn. Chapter 1. Bookish in Bookend. According to the latest edition of Flying Carpet's travel guide, Ever After High was considered to be the most picturesque school in all the fairy tale kingdoms. A majestic place built from ancient stones and graced with decorative gardens and sparkling ponds. But even though most of the students considered it a home away from home, they enjoyed leaving campus now and then to escape the pressures of schoolwork and the ever-watchful eye of the headmaster, Milton Grimm. The nearby village of Book End was often their first choice for a getaway, just a hop, skip, and jump over the troll-guarded footbridge and down the tree-lined path. Book End hearkened to a time gone by, with its thatched roofs, gingerbread exteriors, and cobbled lanes. But modern conveniences could be found there as well, with shops selling magically powered tech gadgets, pop-up boutiques carrying the latest fashion accessories, and baristas steaming milk for whatever beverage happened to be trending that day. In the same blink of an eye, a visitor might see curious things, like a teapot flying down the street, or a knight in shining armor shopping for shoes.